This week's Torah portion is called Vayechi. We find a very interesting verse. Right before Jacob passed away, he asked his son Joseph to promise him that he would be buried in Israel and not in Egypt. And Joseph responded, "I will do as you have said." As I read this verse each year, the practice of mourner's Kaddish comes to mind. The mourner's Kaddish is a prayer written in Aramaic and is customarily recited by one who is mourning for a parent, child, spouse, or sibling. The prayer is recited at the conclusion of each service. Although it makes no mention of death, its recitation serves as an affirmation of faith during our most difficult and darkest moments in life. I personally recited Kaddish for 11 months following the death of my father. For me, the ritual reinforced the fact that the commandment of Kibbud Av V'Em, to honor one's parents, continues for all of eternity. One's relationship with his or her loved one does not cease at death. There is an erroneous practice which I often find among too many Jews. Some people choose to pay another person to say Kaddish for them. This practice is profoundly problematic. The narrative of Jacob and Joseph teaches us that mourning is very personal. When Joseph told Jacob, "I will do as you have said," he was essentially saying, "I will do this on my own, making every effort to fulfill your command." Jewish mourning practices are not designed to be subcontracted to another person. Doing so diminishes the bond with your loved one. It rips into tatters the threads which once connected you to your family member. It is important to note that Kaddish is merely a custom. Its purpose is to elevate the soul of the deceased person who is now in heaven. If you are unable to attend a minyan regularly to say Kaddish, there are other ways you can enable the soul of a loved one to be elevated. Study a Mishnah each day, say a chapter of Psalms, observe Shabbat or another ritual in a more scrupulous fashion, or give charity regularly. These are all different ways of paying homage to our beloved dead. The honor you give to your deceased relative must come from you and you alone. It must be an action taken on your part, which serves as a blessing to his or her legacy, and in the process adds something to you as well, both as a Jew and as an individual. In this way, the soul of your loved one will be uplifted and will enjoy eternal life and peace among all the righteous who are now in paradise. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please feel free to share these podcasts, which you can find at kehilatmoshe.org and on our Facebook and Twitter feed at KM Sheepshead Bay. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.